want some, get some. Can I get a hell yeah?
Yes, I am a pirate.
You have to go with the pirates, because of course they have cannons and everything.
It's a pirate's life for me.
Be proud of who you are and what you are. You pirate.
It is a first down. Pirate.
Because when you're at East Carolina, you go for it every time. Well, you don't coach at East Carolina. You don't come to East Carolina. You don't play at East Carolina with a weak heart. Write it.
I think I've ever been in a building as loud as that was. It was deafening in there.
Whoever fell off, I can promise you that.
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for pirates.
Welcome in to TSO After Dark. It's an emergency pod we're having because of the Class of 22 eligibility ruling. We'll be talking about that, and we'll see if we can get our good friend Matt Semenza, former linebacker for the Pirates in the 90s, or Steve Logan. We'll see if we can get him on. I know Alan can't tonight, Stevie can't tonight, but a man that's always ready, man, he's got his bags packed. I'm talking about Kyle from LaGrange Barber. What's up, dude?
What's going on? Yeah, I think Matt's gone to sleep by now. But, you know, we kind of wanted to get on here briefly for a little while tonight and talk about, you know, the latest with the class of 22. A lot of schools are letting players back on the team. We have not so far. Gilbert had an interview today. Said some stuff that I think was promising. He also said some stuff that I kind of took as, you know, excuses, like, and we'll get into that more. Let you introduce everybody here real fast.
All right, sure. Let's go to, I believe, yes, he's in Northern Virginia. I'm talking about Johnny Stats Robertson. What's up, dude?
Hey, fellas. I wanted to be a part of this podcast. Well, first of all, Kyle, this is something I know you're very passionate about, and it's something that you know, I am as well. So, you know, normally I wouldn't think it would be a good idea to do a podcast at 10 o'clock at night, but I think we have good reason tonight. We'll keep it short, though.
Yeah, we are. And ladies and gentlemen, a man that he's playing hurt. I don't know if it's injured, but a guy that we think the world of Justin Wildfire Butts. What's up, man?
Hey, what is going on, guys? Glad to be a part of this late night podcast.
TSO After Dark.
That is correct. Looking forward to what a wild time it is in college athletics.
No doubt. And I'll tell you what, guys, we've got to I'll just say this and I'm going to pitch it to Kyle. But we have got to get on the ball here. And I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about our university. There's no reason to be there's sometimes. Let me just say this. Gilbert is right on the money to be conservative with money. He does a great job with that. So we're not asking I'm going to pitch it to you in just a second, Kyle, I promise. We're not asking anyone to cheat. We're not asking anyone to break the rules. I don't think, to be honest, I don't think the NCAA has any rules right now. I don't think you're going to be vacating any wins. And let me just tell you something. Indiana is has the potential. They're in, what, the top five, I believe, number four, somewhere around there. Depends on what poll you look at. Not that polls matter. But anyway, they are not going to risk – going back to the playoff, going back to winning a national championship. And so we cannot be – if this – another thing, we have a chance to be 10-2 this year. We have a chance to be really special. It'll be nice to have these players back. Anyway, I'll talk more. I'm going to let Kyle take it. And, Kyle, I'll tell you what, I appreciate you being – I'm passionate, but then you meet people like Kyle, they're even more passionate. So I want to pitch it to you about your feelings and thoughts, because – it's very frustrating as we sit here almost Wednesday and we still are not practicing our players.
Yeah, I look around and you hear John say, John Gilbert, athletic director for ZU, that, you know, if you take players back, you can vacate wins, et cetera, if they were determined ineligible. Yeah, and that's true. There's a slight chance that that could happen. First of all, I don't think they're going to win the appeal. Second, I don't think, you know, if they do win the appeal, that you're going to have to vacate anything. Indiana, like you said, wouldn't be putting themselves in this position. They welcome players back. Arizona, as a contender in the Big 12, which makes them a playoff contender, a 9-win team last year, they welcome two players back. You know, several other schools, New Mexico, Southern Miss, Marshall, our friends over in Chapel Hill, aren't they supposed to be leading the way? They've welcomed players back. We're taking, you know, the approach of a wait and see. And, you know, I know we're having conversations with people. You know, John said a lot of things like, you know, when these are grown men. You know, he talked about, you know, housing, and he talked about making promises and this and that. Well, look, if J.D. Lampley, you know, or Sam Danka, who, you know, I was told today by J.R.,
don't say that, Kyle. Don't say that,
all right,
Kyle.
Then
don't
I won't say that. All right. I don't. All right, you have to explain to me why. But I won't say it. So, if J.D. Lampley or Sam Danka, who, you know, J.D. is a North Carolina kid, Sam's a Virginia kid, want to come to Greenville and enroll and hope that the rule is passed, we should be making arrangements for them to do that. They're grown men. I don't know, you know, talking about trying to find housing issues. Look, here you go. I'll solve a housing issue for you. Sam Danka, J.D. Lampley, Marlon Gunn. If any of the three of you want to enroll to see if the rule passes and nothing's formally done, but you need somewhere to stay, I got an extra bedroom. I'm 35 minutes from Greenville. You're welcome to stay at the house. You're welcome to stay with me. So there you go. I've solved somebody's housing problem. See, stuff like that to me is just excuses. And, you know, acting like we didn't, you know, talking about, oh, well, I want to make sure people know what rule they're talking or what court order they're talking about. You know, you never know why a player is going back to a school. You know, man, we all know that all these players are going back to the schools because of the ruling by Judge Sweeney in Colorado. So quit with the excuses. Here's what I think, and this is not a knock at Chancellor Rogers, but it's just a fact. He's on the NCAA board. I couldn't tell you the exact board that he's on. It's one of the NCAA oversight committees, and I think it's conflicting issues. And I think that because of Chancellor Rogers being on that board, I think that's holding things up. And Gilbert's conservative by nature. He doesn't like to rock the boat. So I think that's what's going on. Because a lot of the stuff that, you know, you explain to me, I'm begging you to explain to me how Indiana and Arizona, two playoff contending teams, the defending national champion, can risk forfeiting wins. If, you know, I just don't think that's a real scenario.
Nope.
I think you open yourself up to more lawsuits if you do that. If you start forfeiting wins after you have an injunction in there, you're going to have more lawsuits.
I agree. The players are eligible now.
Yes.
So if you win the injunction later, all right, the players are ineligible. But, you know, I don't know. We're hoping for a ruling of some sort by Friday. Doesn't like it's going to happen now. What I'm reading, it sounds like everything has to be submitted by the 17th, which is Monday, which is our first day of class. Our late enrollment is the 21st. I know Gilbert kind of said he wanted to make a decision by Monday. I don't know. Here's how I would handle things. If I was in this situation and I was truly worried about it, I would tell the guys, hey, look, here's the deal. You guys come on and enroll. Come to school, you know, enter whatever graduate program you're going to enter. And we will practice you as soon as, you know, it's officially approved that, you know, the appeal doesn't go through. As soon as that happens, and this is what we can give you in NIL, once that happens, you won't get any of that money until then. It is your choice if you want to come back. you know, if you can't make a formal decision, then I don't know why you wouldn't handle it that way. Somebody like J.D. Lampley, like it says down in Rockingham County, I don't understand why it wouldn't be handled that way. You're going to look like a complete bozo if, you know, we make the decision, hey, guys, can you, we're not going to do this, and then the NCAA doesn't win the appeal. You're gonna look like complete idiots. That's the worst possible look you could have. I wish they'd just go ahead and let them start practicing, but at the very least, leave it up to them if they want to come and roll, and then, hey, promise them that if the appeal doesn't go through, you'll get to play, and, you know, tell them what – you can already tell them what NIL or rev share they're going to get. I don't know. I hope there's a plan in place, and hopefully, you know, I'm hoping something will be decided before Monday, but it doesn't sound like it's going to.
Thankfully,
late enrollment is the 21st. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, does anybody know if there's a minimum requirement for the amount of classes you have to take? I mean, can they just enroll in one class?
No, it has to be 12 hours.
It's minimum of 12 hours. Well, in Lampley's case, he's local. Go ahead and enroll in a class in 12 classes.
Four classes.
Go ahead and enroll in the four classes. And at worst case, I mean, you're getting a graduate degree or progress towards a graduate degree. It can't hurt you.
At the day, it would be another undergraduate degree. And all they have to order. All you have to do is enroll in four classes. That's 3 hours. Three times four is 12.
Right.
That's all you have to do. You keep the load. Being an athlete, they keep the load down to the minimum, which is 12.
I mean, could he, if he's working a job, could he enroll in online classes?
Yes.
And then just wait and see.
Yes.
And if he doesn't get eligible, then if he doesn't want to take classes, just drop the classes.
Yeah. I'm sure they have that. By the way, I want to give a shout out to Real Justice Brad Gilbert, son of Week. Per usual today, no offense to him, but he needs to push the envelope tad on the right issues. And then we have Robert Dedrick. Look at this, Kyle. Robert says, can't you just offer these guys $59,000 and no scholarship a semester and a living salary for 4 to 5 months? Maybe big donors will make up the difference.
Can I talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, Kyle. We have scholarships available. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's not an issue. Scholarships are not an issue. And going back to what Brad said, I told Kyle I was not prepared. I didn't want to just beat up on John Gilbert, which, you know, it seems like, you know, that's the fashionable thing to do whenever there's an issue. I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, and he started speaking on Igo's show today, and he said some impressive things. I liked what he had to say. But, yeah, he did sound weak to me too, Brad, just because, like I told Kyle, I felt like he was using excuses and blaming scenarios that are never going to happen, you know, like the vacating wins. It's a federal judge has given them their eligibility and declared that there can't be any retaliation by the institutions against the players against the schools if the players play. Sure there might be a chance that the NCAA wants to go nuclear and push it as far as they can, but I just don't see that benefiting anybody. I don't think that's going to happen. And then when he said, well, what happens if they get hurt? They might not be in shape. And what if they sign a lease on a place because they think they're going to have eligibility? Then I have to tell them they're not eligible. And then they say, but I signed a lease. How do I pay for it? Let them worry about that. You're presupposing, in my opinion, John Gilbert is insulting them by presupposing that they don't have, you know, the financial wherewithal to house themselves for 6 or 8 months. You know, it was insulting.
You can get a job. That's why you can get a job anywhere around.
It was just, to me, I found it just, he gave the wrong reasons for not allowing
Because they're excuses.
Yeah.
And I think the real reason And again, this is not an insult to Chancellor Rogers, although I will say this. If it is because of Chancellor Rogers being on that NCAA committee, Chancellor Rogers' paycheck is from East Carolina, not the NCAA. And his first obligation should be to ECU. So I'll say that and say it bluntly and with all due respect. But I think they were excuses. And to me, some of it was, you know, insulting to the fans' intelligence. And some people probably, you know, did believe everything because, you know, they don't follow things like we do. And maybe he got those people. But, you know, I took down the post, you know, that we had on social media asking for emails. But again, look, if you want the chancellor's email, I believe it's chancellor's office at ecu.edu. Just Google ECU chancellor email and you'll find it. Then I have athletic director is, I think, athletic_director@ecu.edu. Again, just Google ECU athletic director email. It'll come right up. Send them in your emails and tell them your thoughts. I think we're going to look really foolish if we don't make some kind of contingency plan, whether it's go ahead and letting them practice or encourage
practice. What is wrong that you don't vacate wins if you practice?
I don't guess so. But regardless, get JD Lampley, you know, get Sam Danka, you know, maybe a little harder for Marlon Gunn in Louisiana, but get JD Lampley and Sam Danka enrolled. You know, even in just online classes, I don't understand why we're not at least doing that. So yeah. They're enrolled, and then if they can play, then they can play. I mean, I don't know, man. To me, this just stinks to high heaven of not wanting to go against the NCAA. And again, I'm repeating myself why I think that reason is. And if that's the effing reason, just be honest about it, baby. Just be honest. You know, because to me, there's JD Lampley, if you're listening, baby boy, just enroll in online classes. Just enroll in online classes. That way, when the rule passes, you can come play ball. When the rule passes, when the appeal doesn't go through. I don't know. I hope that we get some clarification on this sooner rather than later. But I got a feeling this is going to push into next week.
We can't afford for it to push into next week. And I know what I'm not disagreeing with you.
Well, it's fine if it, you know, look, here's the thing. If they don't get to practice and they can't play at Alabama or they're not ready to play at Alabama, you know, that's fine. Get them ready for week two. But if you say we're not going to take them back, we're not going to do that. Okay. Or if
JD Lampley is listening. What's up, JD?
Enroll in some classes, JD. Let's go.
JD, enroll, baby. Enroll.
Yeah. I was going to add that.
What are the odds?
The Queen Anne's ready for you, JD.
All right. I was going to add that, we're in a unique situation. Not every team has, you know, players that are tailor fit to come, you know, help us out with some depth. And in this case, starting with JD and Sam, and they already they've been in the system. You know, I just don't see why they're not on the field. Maybe JD can tell us. Has anyone spoken to you, JD? That's what I would like to know. Has John Gilbert ever spoke to you one-on-one to discuss the possibilities of you coming back?
What can you tell us, JD, since you're in the chat there? Just any information you can give us. And JD, I don't know if you heard John Gilbert's interview today. He was worried about housing. If you need a place to stay, I got an extra room.
No, you can't do that, Kyle. You're a booster. That'll be a...
Oh, that doesn't matter anymore. We can just...
Hey, whatever. I'll park the Queen Anne outside the gates and let him sleep in the sleeper berth if I got to.
I'm sure JD has a place to rest his head at night.
Yeah, Bubba. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter anymore.
Bubba, the NCAA does not have any rules anymore. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Bro, any information you can give us, JD, will be appreciated in terms of you getting here enrolled even if you can't practice yet. Is that something you would do on your own? Is enrolling some classes if nothing is formally announced?
Sorry, Kyle. I was just going to say, add to your point, Kyle. Go ahead and enroll in classes. And here's my thing. Let these players practice. Let them practice. I don't think there's any rule that says, I don't know, Bubba, help me out, or anybody out there, help me out. But I've never heard of anyone practicing. And I know about games. I understand that, about vacating wins and all that. But I don't think these players are going to be ineligible. They've already lost. They went back to the judge. Charlotte, what is her name?
Sweeney.
Thank you. I couldn't think of her last name to save my life. Charlotte Sweeney. And they went back to her. Now they're going to the appeals. I think it's a 10
circuit court.
Yeah, for the appeals. And I'm telling you, these processes take way too long. We talked about that ad nauseum, about how long these things take.
Dave, it's like anything else with the court system. It takes time. And me and you well know it's the court system is so dragged out. It's stupid.
I don't know why the NCAA is even. They should just have waved the white flag and said, okay, we didn't want this to happen, but it's happening now. For us to stop it, we're really going to convolute everything, and we're just going to make this so much more difficult than it needs to be. And, hey, the 22 class, everyone that they played against before them was getting an extra year of eligibility because of COVID. Okay. And everyone after them is getting 5 years. Why is the class of 22 being picked on? What is the NCAA? Why do they have a bone to pick with the class of 22? And I just want to say this real quick, Kyle. Charlie Martin, the NCAA president, said something that I found extremely offensive to these athletes. He said, we don't need failed professionals coming back and playing college football. Failed professionals, but last year, you know, they were on his team. But now he's, you know, ready to throw him overboard and call him failed professionals.
He's a big joke. He needs to resign. You can't even Charlie Martin, you're nothing but a paycheck. Let's get rid of
Charlie Baker.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Charlie Baker, I'm sorry. Thank you, Johnny. You're nothing but a politician, and yes, I'm a politician. I can smell you a mile away. You're just taking a paycheck. If you can't even enforce the laws and rules that you have, what good are you? You are nothing. So I'm sorry, but I don't even respect the NCAA anymore, because let me tell you something. When the Supreme Court wins that decision for NIL, it was 9-0. How many Supreme
Court? Yeah, and I think you're answering your own question as to why they're appealing this so hard. I think they just want to win something at this point. And 9 times out of 10, I want the NCAA to win over a lot of these rulings, but not this one. I just don't, you know, I have trouble to bring it back to East Carolina. You know, I have trouble believing a lot of the reasoning that was stated today, you know, by Gilbert. I think at the end of the day, the guys are going to end up playing. Yep. But
Alabama,
you know, I just hate, you know, late enrollment on the 21st. I mean, what if the decision comes down? That's the questions I need answered. Yep. What if the decision comes down, you know, like it did last week on a Friday night, 10 p.m. on the 21st, you know, can the guys still enroll? Again, you know, we talked to JD. JD has not answered the question.
He's probably limited to what he can say, Kyle. But
why is he? I understand what you're saying, but he ain't here. Who the hell can tell him what he can and can't say?
Look,
he has nothing to do. I mean, the fact that he isn't saying anything is probably a good sign, actually.
I also found it a little insulting.
JD, if you think you're going to be able to play, type three dots. Just type three dots.
Thumbs up.
Just give us a thumbs up or three dots.
I found it insulting that John Gilbert just assumed that these players are not in football shape. Maybe they're not. I have no idea, but I'm thinking that they probably are closer than he thinks. He's
put that on the screen, Dave. Lampley, right. There you go.
Three dots.
There you go. He thinks he's going to be able to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one. Let's talk about and Johnny really quick, because you're a stats guy. Let's talk about the 22, that class that came in, the freshman class in 22. 22, 24, and no, it's 25. Not
the, yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to add the fact, I know this has nothing to do with NCAA. I'm talking about the reason why we love these kids so much, and they're not mm-hmm. kidding, is they look what they brought to the program. They have a win in 22 in a bowl game, 24, 25. You have, what, two back-to-back nine-win seasons if you add the bowl games. These kids have given us
– they had an eight-win season and a nine-win
season. Two wins over the ACC team in the bowl games.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is I would be fighting like crazy, because the reason I'm pushing this so hard is because we're going to have a great football season. I believe it. And mm-hmm. And why would you not want them to play in Alabama when a J.D. Lampley with a Sam Danka with a Marlin Gunn has a lot of experience?
If they can't, it depends on when they get here and start practicing. You know, I don't think Gilbert was implying that he didn't want them to play in Alabama. He said they may not.
He was assuming that they wouldn't be able to.
You're right. Correct.
Wouldn't be in football shape.
Correct. Yes. So, you know, I don't know. To me, it sounded like a whole lot of excuses to me, you know, from Gilbert today. But, you know, I did, in the end of the day, get the sense from him, though, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just wishful thinking. We got the three dots there from JD, so maybe my wishful thinking is right. I did get the sense at the end, though, that they're going to end up here. It's just going to be late. It's going to be very late.
Yeah. I think that if it was Blake's call, they'd already be here. Just like
I can guarantee it. If people will pay attention and read between the lines, I ask anybody listening to this podcast to go back and listen to Blake Harrell's press conference on Monday. And mm-hmm. when I believe it was Bailey asked him about, you know, the latest on the class of 22, I've been running and working out every day. Just need a few practices. I'll be ready to go. There you go.
Same with Marlon Gunn. He was on Pirate Radio, and he said that he has been lifting weights. He said, I have not given up on my dream. And that, of course, is to play at the next level, being UFL, CFL, NFL. So I'm telling you guys.
Sounds like JD's ready for Alabama, baby.
He's ready, buddy. He's ready.
Let me finish this thought. Go back and listen to the Blake Harrell press conference on Monday. And when Bailey asked him about the class of 22, he says, great question, because he wanted it to be asked. Then he specifically says, we have 97 players on scholarship. I believe the current limit's 110 on scholarship.
That's correct.
So we have scholarships available. He made it very clear he wanted these players here. He tried to do it, I think, as without rocking the boat too much with the administration as he could. But I read between the lines pretty well. And he wants them here now. And, you know, it's the administration holding it up.
Yeah, look, if you're a Blake Harrell fan, let the administration know that's what the coaches want. We don't need to make these coaches have any more pressure than they do. We understand. We're not asking anyone to cheat. We're not asking anyone to break the rules. We're simply saying, when these other schools are doing it, why do you think they're doing it? We don't need any other school to have a competitive.
Well, they're currently eligible. That's the whole thing. That's why I don't think there would be any punishment if they're deemed to be ineligible later, because a federal judge made them eligible. So, you know, I don't see there being any kind of punishment. I really don't. And, you know, if this, you know, if they lose the initial appeal, which ain't going to be the final appeal, actually. If they lose the 10th Court Circuit judge appeal, you know, this coming week. By the way, NCAA has to have all paperwork filed by the 16th to the 10th Circuit Court, and then the other parties, whoever those people were, the players that originally sued, has to have their paperwork filed by the 18th. The 16th and the 7th. I'm getting my shit screwed up. Let me try this again. Friday. What's the date on Friday?
14th.
They have to have their stuff filed by the 14th, and then the other side has to have their stuff filed by the 10th Circuit by the 17th. So the earliest we would get a decision is, if we're lucky, would be Monday night, probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
Real Justice Brad said, thank God for true pirates like JD. Absolutely. As you know, yes. JD, I tell you what, we've seen you last few years at the Media Day, and I'm expecting to see you on the 22nd of Media Day. I tell you what, let's go ahead and just, like I said, enroll these guys in classes. We've said it several times. Let them practice, and they will be ready for Alabama. They'll be ready for the whole season. And I know what we're saying. Like, if they're not ready for the first game, we need them definitely for the 11. But that would defeat the purpose of giving them the eligibility for the fifth year. You're punishing them for the game.
Yeah. Well, you would be. But, you know, if they're not, and JD said he would be ready for Alabama if he, you know, gets a couple practices in. One thing I'd like to ask, you know, JD, again, I don't know how much he can say, but I'll ask it. If you can't answer it, you can't answer it. But
there you go. Yes, sir.
The with the defensive line already being like it is, you know, the guys are there practicing, the pressing cars, et cetera, et cetera. Are you expecting to come in and start immediately? How has that been talked about between you and Blake? Is it going to be kind of a rotation thing that, you know, you're kind of earn your spot back? They rotate so much on the D line. Is it even a concern to you?
I was going to say that, Kyle. It really doesn't even matter. It's semantics.
Yeah, in that position, yeah, because they rotate so much on the D line.
Yeah, they're going to get. They're both going to get plenty of reps, or everybody's going to get reps. But
yeah, that's how we for that position. If you remember when Coach, and I know Matt would remember this, when Coach Logan said back in the day that defensive linemen don't grow on trees. And you look at Coach Tess doing an awesome job with the relationships he builds with his players. And here's his answer. He said, I just want to play right now. And I tell you what,
yeah,
he and Preston Carr and all those guys on the line, they're not selfish guys. They want to win ball games. They love to play the game. I tell you what, that's exactly what we need. When we have guys like J.D. Lampley that have given blood, sweat, and tears for the purple and gold, and again, I'm ready. I'm fired up.
Yeah.
When ESPN predicts that we're going to win 10 games, we may not win 10 games, but usually they'll say like 6.5 or 7 games for them to give us respect. And that's without J.D. Lampley, without Marlon Gunn, without Sam Danka. And we're not putting pressure on them, but they gave us a lot to the program, and we deserve to give that back to them.
You know, Dave, the way I look at it is at this point, anything for them is a blessing to play. And even if it's 1, 2, 3, or 4 games, just one more game is just a blessing. Because, you know, a couple months ago, they didn't have this ambition to play one more game. So anytime they can get 1 or 2 more games, it's just a blessing to them. And I'm hopefully we can get them guys back to have that opportunity to wear the purple gold one more time.
And I tell you,
and somebody like JD is such a difference maker. I mean, it's not just another player; he's a difference maker. You know, Danka is too. You know, Marlon Gunn's had a touchdown run. You know, don't forget in the bowl game, he had the touchdown run called back. So I'm sure he'd like to get a chance to get that back.
Think about that. They were already 3 bowl games out of 4 years. They've already been in 3. And guess what? They won all 3 of them. I mean, think about that. In our program that we've been, Kyle, think about, you've been with me the whole time. Think about all the years we've covered this team. And this group from 22, the freshman class, 22, they won 3 out of 4.
The 23 season was an anomaly because of the quarterback situation. But, they were great. And, you know, I hate that there's a holdup. I hate that our administration isn't being more aggressive about this. I wish, you know, Lampley was already here, Danka, Gunn, et cetera. But it is what it is. I just want them to get here. And, you know, even if that's, you know, like we talked about, you know, that means JD enrolls in some classes online, so he's enrolled. You know, I don't know. Has that, again, I don't know what JD can answer and what he can't, but has that been talked about, like, about late enrollment? I think late enrollment is the 21st.
That's correct.
Is there a contingency plan if you need to enroll later than that? I don't know if you know anything about that. Well, I don't know if you can get an exception.
Yeah, that's the thing that we need to go ahead and get them enrolled. And I thought it was interesting that it was another undergrad degree and not, you know, the graduate. But
I don't guess it matters as long as you're in.
And we're talking football.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, the chances are after that semester, they're not going to finish their degree.
I can give you one class that is pretty easy that they probably get in.
Oh, are you taking it, Wildfire?
Industrial psychology. Four tests, two assignments, 20 points each. Very easy.
Yeah.
Nice. Well,
and three hours right there.
Hey, JD, Wildfire and I are going to be non-traditional students and we'll be enrolled as students at East Carolina on Monday.
Sam's not watching the show, I don't think, but, you know, I've always said that Sam Danka is just, he's an exemplary pirate. He's always spoken about how much he loves Greenville, how much he loves Blake, how much he loves being a pirate. And he's with his boy. I mean, Brock Spalding and him, I think this will be like year 8 or 9 that they've been playing together. if he gets his eligibility back. And I know Brock's a hardcore pirate too. And I would just love to see them get to finish their careers together.
Sam is about to join. He sent him the link. So there you go.
He's going to miss that beautiful
one.
What's up, Sam? All right, we got two out of Marlon Gunn. And Marlon has said on Pirate Radio that he's been running. He's been working out, lifting weights. And he said he's not getting, like I said earlier, he's not.
Sam and JD, if you guys want to join us on the air, we can send you links. You guys can come on the air and talk in studio if you want. We will get you links in a hurry. We just need an email. But Sam, we just like JD, man, we'd love to have you as soon as possible. I don't know what you could say. Kind of pose the same questions we posed to JD. I told JD if he didn't want to type, you know, a direct answer, to give me 3 dots. If he thinks he can play, gave me 3 dots. I'll say the same thing to you, Sam. Do you think it's going to work out where you're going to end up playing this season? If you don't want to answer in the affirmative, just give me 3 dots if it's a yes.
Johnny, are we doing Morse code now?
Apparently. It's working, though.
No, it is working. It's working because they're not giving an official answer. And we're not trying to get – and let me just say this to JD and Sam and the same thing to Marlon. We're not trying to get y'all in trouble anyway with administration. We're fighting like crazy because you guys are great pirates, and we feel like that once the judge said what was that? It's been a couple days ago that she did not grant them. She basically said the same thing, you know, like it's a stay. So they're now going to the Court of Appeals, and I don't know why they're fighting it because it's really silly. It's really silly. And hopefully we
can. Sam did not give me 3 dogs. I'm concerned.
You know what? I told JD at Media Day last year that he looked like really a lot quicker with the 9 instead of the 99. But now Kendrick DuJour he had his eye on that number 9. Now he's got it. But I don't think that JD much cares what number's on his uniform as long as he's on the field. But I'm just curious. Maybe Kendrick would give it back to you. I don't know.
Alan is doing a Weird Al Yankovic version of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, give me 3 dots, mister. Give me 3 dots. He's a great show.
Should have passed in January.
I agreed, Sam. Agreed. 100%. And I just want to say to the three of y'all how much we think of y'all, and we appreciate you being on here in the chat, and that y'all are great pirates, and the fact that that's why we're fighting so hard is, like I said, y'all won three. You're part of 3 bowl victories, Coastal Carolina, NC State, and Pitt.
Well, here's the thing. I want to win, and having
it's not illegal.
Having JD and Sam back gives us a better chance to win, and as simple as that. They're eligible as of right now, according to Judge Sweeney.
Yep.
So they should be at practice. They should be practicing. I mean, I don't. You know, I hope it all works out. It's just very frustrating.
Yeah, here's what you do. Drew and all the listeners and viewers of this show, because we have the best listeners and viewers, email
Drew, email Gilbert, email the Chancellor Rodgers. Email them both, not just Gilbert. Email Chancellor Rodgers also. You can just Google Chancellor, East Carolina Chancellor email, Google East Carolina AD's email. It comes right up. I believe it's Chancellor's office at ecu.edu and athletic underscore director at ecu.edu, but don't quote me on that. Just Google it.
Speaking of Google, Kyle, John Gilbert and Philip Rogers should Google Indiana football because they, you know, as Kirk Cignetti would say, you know, Google me because they've been, you know, pretty darn good and they're doing it. And you know why? Because Kurt Cignetti's an alpha dog, and I know Blake's an alpha dog too, and he wants to do it. But he's, you know, I think Kurt has more, you know, pull with the AD.
Well, it just goes back to what we said at the beginning. Indiana, who is, you know, a legitimate national championship contender, and even Arizona, who's a legitimate playoff contender, 9-win team from the Big 12, they're not going to risk having to vacate wins when they know they're going to be competing for a playoff.
It's never going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Here's what Real Justice Brad said. What's up again? Thanks for everybody tuning in. And we've got this show has been one of the best we've had. And thanks. It's because of you guys.
We almost didn't do it.
Glad we did, guys.
JD, Sam D, and Marlon Gunner, the difference between 7 to 8 wins and 10 wins or more. I truly believe that. And I tell you what, it comes down to experience. And if we can have these guys, and we can, then go ahead and put them out there. And if you don't play them, guess what? If they come down and they say we can't play them or it's going to be whatever, then we'll listen to that. But right now, they need to be practicing with the team.
Again, I really want to know about, you know, getting them enrolled, even if a decision hasn't been made yet, you know, or you know, and they may not want to answer it directly, but, you know, would they go ahead and just enroll in class? You know, what is the situation for late enrollment? Which I believe is the 21st. Because if you're enrolled and then the rule is passed, even if they say, "Hey, we're not going to take you back," but you're enrolled, and then they don't win the appeal, well, you can play then.
Hey, can you put Drew's comment back up there? Okay, I don't think Blake's going to butt heads with John Gilbert. I do believe that Blake clearly wants these players on the practice field,
and he's frustrated. With you. I think he's butting heads with Gilbert behind the scenes.
No, I'm sure he is, but he knows that he can't do it on his own. He needs them to help him, and he's not getting that help right now.
What we need is and it's not about us. Okay, so let me say that about, you know, taking credit where credit's due. The fans, and we are part of that. The fans are the bosses of this administration. And guess what? Because we pay the salaries, taxpayers pay the salaries, people won't go to games, right? And then we need money. And looks like we're doing better with a little bit better with ticket sales. We'll talk about that.
Well, I mean, winning sells tickets, you know, and that's how you, people want to talk about how you generate revenue and coming up with all these creative ways. They can buy games at Alabama. The way you generate revenue is have Saturday games instead of weeknight games and win. You know, as simple as that. That the more people show up, the more you win. And having J.D. Lampley, having Sam Danka, having Marlon Gunn gives us a better chance to win. So I think you generate more revenue.
No doubt.
And to your point, though, the fans, you're correct. The Pirate Club member, we're all Pirate Club members. Everybody on this show is a Pirate Club member. You know, Justin's family, big time. We all give to revenue sharing, NIL. At least I know I do. I'm assuming everybody else does.
Yep.
We're all season ticket holders, and that's why we've encouraged so many fans to send emails. Email the chancellor, email the athletic director, let them know how you feel. You know, pressure bust pipes, and you know, you put as much pressure on them as possible to go ahead and get these guys back on campus.
And the big donors, where are you? We appreciate your paychecks. We appreciate your checks, I should say. But let me just say this.
What's your daddy doing, Justin? Yeah. Get him to.
What's up, Tim?
I hear you. He's actually in Memphis right now. Actually,
well, tell Tim to get on the phone with Gilbert and tell him to get this thing done, or Chancellor Rogers.
Yeah, no doubt. We need to. What we need to do is we need. as many Pirate fans, we have a whole bunch of people on social media commenting. We need everybody to step up. We've had this happen before on other controversial issues that other people have done, and I'm not talking about Gilbert or
Brian Bailey last year with Clay Walker. We made some stuff happen.
Yeah,
so, a couple years ago, we had a coach that was well loved at a couple of big time donors. Had a few words with the administration, and he was let go as well. Yeah, no mention of no names.
Yeah, we need to make sure the administration understands that we appreciate them. We're not anti them at all.
No.
All we're asking for is these players to play. Sam, what's up, dude? We can't wait.
The players to play, exactly. And don't insult our intelligence some of the answers that are given on the air. Some of the answers from Gilbert today were 100% truthful, but some of them were just excuses. Yes. And again, I think I really believe, and I could be wrong on this, and I want to make this very clear. This is not, I'm not putting down Chancellor Rogers when I say this. It's just a fact. He's on an NCAA committee, and it, to me, is in this situation, you know, it's kind of, what's the term? What's the term I'm looking for, guys?
It's a conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest. That's it. It's a conflict of interest.
And it's like he's scared to say anything, and then they're going to say something on the board like, why did you say this? And
yeah, well, I mean, I'd like to know, you know, I'd like to look at who is on that board for the NCAA besides Chancellor Rogers at other schools and see if any of those other schools are taking players. That would be a good thing to know. That's
brilliant, Kyle.
Hey, play that, but let me just say this. Tomorrow, looking forward to seeing you, Johnny, tomorrow, but – we're going to D.C., right? And I go to D.C. It's an easy trip. And as a town commissioner, we go up there and lobby Congress, okay? And not to make it political, I'm making a point, so bear with me, okay? I'm not talking about politics or campaigns this year, but I'm talking about from my perspective. As a leader, one of the bosses of the town, there's five commissioners and a mayor, right? We actually lobby Congress. We lobby our members of Congress and our senators, Tillis and Bud, and we have Don Davis. But anyway, for me, and they look out for us. They give us money for different projects. We got $1 million for a fire truck. We got $250,000 to pave a few extra streets this year that we wouldn't normally have, right? So I could just play it safe and not do anything and say, oh, I don't know, I shouldn't go up to D.C. because I might interrupt people or... No, we are the bosses, and we go up there to lobby, and it takes a lot of effort, a lot of phone calls and emails by the mayor and different folks, the town administrator. And the point I'm making is I need to see John Gilbert. I know he's talking to other schools, but why don't we tell the NCAA, hey, we've got three student athletes who've worked their tails off. Get rid of this nonsense. We're a member of the NCAA. Why don't we get a whole bunch of schools calling the NCAA and saying, knock it off. It's 1 year.
The NCAA, all the schools are their members. I mean, so if their members want this, why is the NCAA fighting it so hard? That's the part that puzzles me. Are there any universities that are against this eligibility?
Maybe, it's only affecting Division One. Maybe some lower level.
I could
see. Since y'all list with the board of directors, guys.
Huh? Say it again.
I sent you guys a list of the board of directors. I found out University of Mississippi, University of Missouri, University of Central Arkansas, Michigan State, University of Kansas, VMI, East Tennessee State, Radford, University of Evansville, Loyola, Phil Rogers with East Carolina, Alabama State, University of Nevada, Reno, and Virginia Tech, and University of Illinois, and University of Maryland have guys on the board of directors.
Okay, so we need to look at this. I thought I saw Ole Miss's name come up trying to get a player back. Of course, the SEC told the entire conference to wait. So,
hey, Drew, I heard that Josiah's injury is turning out to not be quite as serious as it could be. And
that's what I heard also.
And he should be good to go. Probably taking some precautions with him, which they should. And
he'll be ready.
He's a tough dude. I'm sure
he'll be fine. They're going to play it safe. He'll be ready with all the rehab, and they know what they need to do. He'll be fine. And the last thing you want to do is have him in fall camp, and they're not going to do that and risk him.
Well, one more try to get an answer out of JD or Sam. Have you guys been given any kind of timetable? Have they told y'all
a hard
date of, hey, we're going to let you guys know by Friday, by Monday, by Tuesday? Or, you know, have they given you guys a you'll know by then date, or is it still just wait and see? Justin, mute button, brother.
Johnny, what are you doing?
That wasn't me.
I know. I'm joking with you. You're like Shaggy. Wasn't me. I'm kidding you, JR. Yeah. So, this very thing, if you have questions and comments, make sure that you put that in the chat. If you're listening, or viewing on Facebook, obviously on, there's some of you that are on,
YouTube, X, whatever.
Yeah. Super chats on YouTube, by the way, would help the show out. Make sure you like the show. The more likes we get, the more people see it. You know, there's algorithm things. I don't even know how to spell algorithm, but I might come close. But anyway, we're excited about this season. We're excited about the administration. By the way, I want to give a shout-out. Thank you, Drew, for bringing that up. Shout-out to Kevin Miller today. He and his wife gave a legacy donation, and obviously I appreciate the fact that they gave to Pirates Unite. And again, we're giving to four buckets of money right now. You look at Pirate Club season tickets. You look at, of course, your Pirates Unite and NIL. So what we need is if we, the fans, are putting our hard on money, and I know Kyle gives me a hard time on that all the time, but he's standing up for me, and I appreciate him being a true friend. But we're all giving money. It doesn't matter how much you give, right, for the Pirate Club and all that. But what I'm trying to say is we're fighting like crazy. We need the administration. We need you to fight like crazy. We're not asking you. I've said this on purpose a number of times. No one is saying that we want you to break rules. But I'm telling you right now, there's enough schools out there that are doing it. I'm not one of those people because, you know, everybody's doing it. I'm not saying that. But don't you think they're smart enough to know that if they're doing it, that they're not going to get in trouble?
Or they won't? Dave, it's a competitive advantage that we're not taking advantage of. That's what irks me. That's what gets me riled up.
Robert said, I've thought about P4 schools feel it's A for them. A large portion of their players go to NFL camps as undrafted free agents. I'm making them ineligible, citing it rewards weaker teams.
Yeah, I could see that with the SEC. Maybe, I would say the Big Ten, but Indiana's already brought a player back or two, so.
Yeah, a lot of forecasts have us losing the Temple game. I'm pissed about that after hearing. Well, look, there, Drew.
I don't know about a lot of forecasters, Drew. Let me tell you one.
And let me tell you something. There was one. And Johnny, Johnny or Justin brought it up? I can't hear it. Did they have us winning like four or five games? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was me. Hold on a minute. I'll be back.
CFB home. There was one recently that site's garbage, but there was one recently that is going 8-4 and that is losing to Temple for whatever reason. But looking forward to that one on Halloween. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, guess what, Drew? You know how we can make that happen? Is we need 51,000 in there. It doesn't matter who we're playing. Let's be loud, rowdy dowdy. Don't be saying.
Yeah, put that list back up that Bubba just posted. So there you go. There's a list of all the schools with people on the board where we can read it. Justin did a good job reading it earlier, but you got Ole Miss, you got Missouri, Michigan State, Kansas, Nevada, Virginia Tech, Illinois, all have D-run reps.
And it looks like each conference has a member on the board.
Yeah,
and
love to have you, Drew. Love
not
to have
each conference. We're pretty close.
Drew. Make sure that you work.
So of those schools that were just listed, again, the only school that I thought I saw Ole Miss.
You did a very big, the first one.
No. I thought I saw Ole Miss had brought back a player. Maybe I didn't. But besides that, I haven't seen any of those other schools. I'm not saying they haven't, but I haven't seen it announced where they brought back any players. So that's interesting. Everybody that's on that committee there you go. That's what I think the holdup is Chancellor Rogers being on that board.
Could be. Hey, I ran out to my truck to get this stat that I had prepared. Temple, we're not losing to Temple. Get that out of your heads. We're 5-0 against them in the last five games and have outscored them 223-100. And so forget about losing to Temple. That ain't happening. And FAU, we're 4-0 and 144-37. So those are two teams that we got there.
I will say this, both of those stats have zero to do with this year. But,
yeah, I know that. But not
this would be the year.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to beat us again at some point. I hope not, but I hope it's not this year. But you know what'll help with that? Having J.D. Langley and Sam Danka and Marlon Gunn. Yeah. But guys, do we want to keep going, or we've been going an hour after 11 o'clock at this point? I think we got all the answers we're going to get out of J.D. Sam hadn't said much, Sam, but we appreciate you being here.
Matt Menza, no way we're losing to Temple on Halloween. And we're trying to get
Matt using an alias tonight for some reason.
Menza. No, that's his. He's just signed in on X. That's why.
Okay, I got you.
But anyway, yeah, guys, I want to thank everybody. Hey, here's what Sam says. It'll happen. Just give it time. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you, Sam.
I appreciate that, man. I'm not a patient person, Sam. I'm glad you are, brother. That's a good attribute, particularly if somebody at your age, because I am 45 years old and still haven't developed patience.
Well, I understand that too.
I'll sleep better tonight after hearing JD and Sam what they. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and thank you so much for coming on the show tonight via chat. We appreciate it very much. Looking forward. I tell you what, we're excited about Media Day. The Media Day is coming up on the 22nd. And we appreciate it very, very much. In fact, Drew says, thank you, guys. We'd love to see y'all in Greenville this year. I tell you what, I feel confident. I feel very confident until not. And Marlon and Sam and JD, we appreciate you so much.
Dave, go back and edit the titles of this of these podcasts that joined to say something indicated join in chat by Okay. J.D. Lampley and Sam Danka, because I guarantee you that's going to get quite a few views.
All right. Well, sounds good. And by the way, J.D. says, appreciate y'all. We appreciate you, J.D.
Thank you, J.D.
Thank you, J.D., for everything. Yeah,
J.D., thank you. Looking forward to seeing you back in the purple and gold this fall.
Yep.
And love the Pirates is what
Sam. Hey, thanks, Sam.
I wanted
to say something to Sam. He's a South County Stallion. And I'm an Oakton Cougar, so I'm from we're from the same county, so I might root for you a little harder, maybe.
And Sam, we won't hold that against you, okay?
No, man, that's where it all happens.
No, I'm just kidding. JR is the best, man. I tell you what. All right, you guys want to get out of here? We're right at an hour. I tell you,
quickly. I'll say one more time. Email if you want to try to. Do anything to put some pressure. I mean, or just, I don't even want to say put pressure, even though I've already said it. Just to let your thoughts and feelings be known. Email Chancellor Rogers, email John Gilbert, and just let your thoughts be known. It can't hurt.
Sam is laughing, I guess, at my comment, but we're not going to hold that against him that y'all are from the same county. All right, Johnny, do you have anything? Johnny Stats, do you have anything before we get out of here?
No, just thank you to Sam and JD for giving us a little bit of information and watching the show, more importantly. And Marlon Gunn, much love to him too. We didn't get to say his name as much as JD and Sam, but we love him just as much. And,
absolutely.
Running back.
Absolutely.
Back. Absolutely. Wildfire, what you got?
Hey, once again, I'm going to echo on JR. Hey, thank you, Sam, for coming on and chiming in, and JD. Appreciate each and every one of you guys, Marlon Gunn from the crew of the Queen Anne. Appreciate everything you guys do, and hopefully we'll be able to carry you guys' equipment one more year.
Next pod, we have a show every Sunday night. That's a great question, Drew. And, of course, we'll have our show Sunday night. Now, next Wednesday night, for programming note really quick, we will be starting our preview shows and getting back into the real football season. And during the
live every Sunday at 8 o'clock or soon thereafter. And then we'll be live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock or soon thereafter. starting next week. Tonight, you know, we just did this kind of spur of the moment because we wanted to address the latest with the class of 22 after the interview with Gilbert today on Steve and Igo show.
All right, guys, we'll get out of here. We'll be going to D.C. for a few days, taking a little bit of vacation, and Mr. Richmond goes to Washington. I'm not an unofficial visit, taking the kids to a little R&R and some educational stuff, some fun stuff, too. So
there you go.
So looking forward
I'll be listening to you guys on the high seas on Sunday. I'll be on a Disney cruise, taking my kids on a Disney cruise this weekend. So look forward to listening to you guys on Sunday night.
You know that his daughters are not spoiled, right?
No.
Not at all.
But look, I'm looking forward to Pirate Night. See, one thing I like about Disney Cruise Lines, they got a Pirate Night on Saturday night. That's the one night I dress up in all my pirate gear and have a blast. So looking forward to it.
Awesome. Now, fun, Justin. I always hear, Justin, that when you go on cruises without your daughters, you go on these special cruises that have butt pirate night.
No.
Throw a flag. Somebody throw a flag on that.
I am throwing a flag on that. No.
No, it's not true.
Hey, Wildfire, is that targeting?
That is a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty. That's an automatic ejection and a 5-game suspension.
Five games. Oh, my God.
Dave, enjoy your trip to D.C. Nats lost tonight to my Cubbies. Hope you enjoy the game tomorrow, but I hope the Nats lose again. Be sure you tell McKenzie and Alex to be watching. Jesus Christ, Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA, future Hall of Famer.
All right, sounds good. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm not anti the Cubs at all. As you know, I grew up with WGN, like we've talked about a million times. So that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. We'll get out of here. Thank you guys so much, man. We've had a huge show, and make sure you tell everybody that. Sam Danka and obviously our good friend JD Lampley, and give a shout out again to Marlon Gunn. Ready for you guys to be back on campus and causing all kinds of havoc on the defensive side. And Marlon,
wild.
Man, can you imagine Marlon getting like over 1,000 yards? You heard it here first.
Well, no, that wouldn't happen. We're not going to see that.
I know, because we got a lot of running back. We got a lot of running backs.
How about that defense, man? With JD and Preston Carr, a bunch of wild dogs on that defense. Tell me, sir.
In the backfield, no doubt. All right, we'll get out of here, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Sunday night. And until next time, it's the Sports Objective. This has been an emergency pod. Go Pirates!
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.